last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny, dear brothers and sisters, all over the world. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. If you have been following us in our previous sessions and series of shows that we have presented to you, in this series of shows we are trying to focus on the doubts or misconceptions on the topic of Mahdawiyya or Mahdism, or the concept of the Savior. Like always, we have invited respected scholar, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, from Qom Seminary Schools, to help us answering the question that we pose here. So, Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show, and many thanks for accepting the invitation.
Wa alaikum salam and thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. It has been said that the sunnah of the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be different from or against that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it has been answered in our previous sessions. We want to look at this topic from another dimension. Again, we have seen in the doubts or misconceptions that Imam will come with a new sunnah, with a new conduct to rule over the world. This is the belief of the followers of the Shia school of thought, that their Imam, the Imam of Mahdi, after his reappearance, will act upon his own sunnah. I think a part of this question was answered in our previous session, that the sunnah of Imam Mahdi will be based on many ahadith, the exact and same sunnah of the Holy Prophet, but naturally, like any other conditions that we are in, the differences between the conditions might bring different decisions of Imam, as it happened at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we want to focus on exactly this attribute that is being a new sunnah or conduct. We want to focus on this and inshallah talk and analyze this doubt and focus and ask the respected guest speaker to shed some light on this topic.
When we have all those narrations referring to the fact that the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is exactly like that of the Prophet, so this is the principle. As we explained in the previous session, these narrations are many in number. So the principle is the fact that there is no difference between the sunnah of the Prophet and the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance. Now, there are few narrations. And this Wahhabi scholar, again, he has referred to one narration in this regard, according to which Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will bring a new sunnah, a new tradition. Now, of course, the narration that he has quoted is weak when it comes to the chain of the narration, but there are few narrations referring to the same point, that the sunnah of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is jadida or jadid, is new. Now, we want to analyze these few narrations to come to know what the Imam meant by this new sunnah and conduct of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. There are few possibilities for understanding these narrations.
Yeah.
The narration refers to a new sunnah. It doesn't mention why is it a new sunnah. There are some possibilities. The first possibility is that the sunnah of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is new compared to the traditions and sunnahs which are widespread among the people of the time of reappearance, even, I mean, the Muslims.
True.
So the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is exactly like the sunnah of the Prophet, but people are so much far from the sunnah, the real sunnah of the Prophet, to the extent that when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam comes, reappears, and revives the sunnah of the Prophet, these people, they will consider it a new sunnah because they themselves are away from the sunnah of the Prophet. So the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is exactly like that of the Prophet, it is new for the people mm-hmm. who are accustomed to new customs and traditions and way of life. They have become so much away from the sunnah of the Prophet. That is why they call the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam a new sunnah. So this is the first possibility. Mm-hmm. So the first answer is that the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is new mm-hmm. for the people whose sunnah is different from the sunnah of the Imam. The second answer is that the understanding of the people regarding mm-hmm. the sunnah of the Prophet at the time of the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is somehow wrong and false. And that is why they call the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam as a new sunnah. Let me clarify this point. This second answer is referring to the fact that, again, the sunnah of the Imam, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, is exactly like the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. But people, their understanding from the sunnah of the Prophet is not a true understanding. So what is new is in the eyes of the people. For many years, people thought that this is the sunnah of the Prophet. Now they see that the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is against that.
Naturally, it looks new to them.
Yeah, because, I mean, that as you mentioned, there are differences between the two. So what is the reason for this being new? Because the understanding of the people regarding the sunnah of the Prophet has been false, has been wrong. Now, again, I think I need to clarify this point more. Maybe at that time, people's understanding from the sunnah of the Prophet is so wrong that they call the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam as a new tradition as sunnah. We know that at the end of the day, there has been a great gap between the time of the Prophet and the people at the time of the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Of course, you hope it to be in early future. But anyway, for many years, people have been away from written narration, especially among the Sunni people, because writing down the narrations of the Prophet was banned for some decades. And then we have the oppression of the Umayyad and Abbasid caliphs against the true scholars, against the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. We have the Crusades, we have the invasion of the Mongols, and so on and so forth, through which we have lost some of the books containing the Sunnah of the Prophet. Now, the conclusion is not that nowadays what we know from Islam is wrong. No, alhamdulillah, we have access to the Noble Book of Quran, which is from distortion, and we have access to many narrations from the Prophet and Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, but we cannot ignore the fact that we have lost some of the narrations. That is why, to some extent, we may not be familiar with true traditions of the Prophet because we do not have access to those books, to those narrations. For this reason, this is one of the explanations for such narrations, because we are not aware of some of the traditions of the Prophet. When Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, he will bring those real traditions and sunnah of the Prophet. And so people will call it a new tradition.
So you mean our lack of knowledge towards the pure Muhammadan conduct and sunnah?
To some extent.
To some extent. Yeah. Actually makes this, let's say, doubt in their minds that the sunnah or the conduct that Imam is bringing is something totally new. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's have a short break and then we shall get back to you. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back in a few seconds. Wherever you be. Welcome back to The Last Savior from IRB English Radio and our discussion concerning the sunnah that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be bringing to the mankind. Will it be totally new and different from that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And respected speaker, Sheikh Murtada Kami beautifully mentioned that the lack of our knowledge towards the sunnah of the Prophet, to some extent, can be one of the reasons that we think that whatever Imam Ali Salam is bringing is quite new, while it is, again, totally and 100% based on that holy sunnah of the Holy Prophet. So in case we study the dawn of Islam and the life, the holy life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we shall understand that they were exactly derived and extracted from the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. Let's listen to the explanations of Sheikh Murtada Karimi.
Thank you for that summary. As I mentioned, there are some explanations for calling the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam a new sunnah. Now, the second explanation was that because of the fact that to some extent people at the time of the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, they are not aware of the sunnahs and the traditions of the Prophet, they will call the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam a new sunnah. But in fact, they are the same. Now, what is the reason? As I mentioned, to some extent, we have lost some of the narrations, and this is a principle, no, but we cannot ignore the fact that some of the books of narration have been lost, and it is likely that we have lost some of the traditions of the Prophet, which were mentioned in those sources. And the second point is about Islamic laws and jurisprudence. We know that according to the narrations of the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, and even Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, during the major occultation, people who are not, mujtahid, they are not able to deduce Islamic laws from the sources, they need to refer to the great scholars and follow them.
Yeah.
And this is a duty, as mentioned by the Imams of the Ahlul Bid'ah alayhi salam themselves. Now, the point is that, although this is the duty of all the Shias, but we cannot, again, ignore the fact that the great scholars, they are not infallible. It is likely for them to make mistakes when it comes to some of the Islamic laws. And the reason is that, again, they do not have access to all the narrations. And when it comes to usul al-fiqh, principles of jurisprudence, it's scientific field of study. Because of the fact that they are not infallible, it is likely for them to make mistakes in some of the Islamic laws, and it is absolutely natural. And we see that there are differences of ideas in some of the details of Islamic laws among the jurists, Shia jurists. So only one of them is true. We cannot claim that both of them are true. But both followers are justified before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are following the most knowledgeable scholar according to their viewpoint. And this is the duty. This is what was asked by Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam from the people.
Very true.
But the point is that, as I mentioned, it is likely that some of the Islamic laws which are mentioned and explained by the Shia jurists, they are not true. They have made some mistakes. But when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, of course, he is the source of knowledge. He will explain to people all the Islamic laws. And it's very logical and natural for us, for those people at that time, to see that regarding some of the Islamic laws, there are some differences. What was mentioned by the Shia scholars was wrong, and Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is correcting them. Again, they have acted upon their duty. But naturally, there might be some mistakes. And this is another reason that for some of the laws, because people see that the laws as mentioned and explained by Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam are different, they may call it a new sunnah. So this is another explanation.
Many thanks, Sheikh, for your explanations. We are almost over with this show. We shall continue the discussion if needed for our next session in this very topic. But in case you want to mention any point, we'd be more happy to
just hear. The last point, and we can wrap up this discussion. The last point is that maybe another reason for calling the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam as a new sunnah is that some of the laws, Islamic laws, were not mentioned by the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family himself. Mm-hmm. It's been mentioned by the great Shia scholars that we know that many Islamic laws are new.
True.
And at the time of the Prophet, people did not know about them. They did not need the answer to those questions regarding Islamic laws. So during the course of the history, new questions have been raised. So we cannot claim that the Holy Prophet mentioned all the Islamic laws. He has mentioned some of them. So yeah, it's very natural for the time of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam that there are many new issues, and Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will explain the Islamic laws which were not mentioned by the Prophet.
Thank you very much.
Be another possibility for understanding these narrations.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for your beautiful explanations and enlightenment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.